This is the emergency meeting of the Cedar Mountain Service District, March 4th, 2026, to open dust bids.
We're bringing this meeting to order. It's 8 o'clock on March 4th, January 26th.
March.
March 4th, 2026. And it's 8 o'clock. This is the emergency meeting to discuss the, to open the dust bids that were, because they were not on the regular agenda.
Somebody.
Is that right?
Yes.
I appreciate that description.
Okay.
Okay.
What else would I need to do?
Open dust bids.
Yep, I guess we'd say, we.
Open the bid.
Have four people,
Do you want me to read those again?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get out.
Okay, so, four people asked for details on, the RFP. They were Deltek Incorporated from Virginia, PWX Press from Florida, Substrata from Nevada, and Road Solutions from Idaho. And we received one in the mail, from Road Solutions of Idaho.
Okay. I just opened this for the first time, and the challenging part about this is we didn't have time to like prep comparison numbers and all that stuff, so bear with us as we go. So the Road Solutions bid submitted from Cherie Fawcett, dated February 2nd, 26. The bid is as follows: $122.98 per ton for the product, $69.08 per ton for freight and application to Duck Creek, and then a fuel surcharge based on the attached chart. The freight and application is based upon truckload quantities of approximately 38 to 42 tons. Does not include any applicable sales tax. Good, the bid's good through 10/31/26. The product is guaranteed to have a concentration level of 30% magnesium chloride. Recommended application rate is 0.5 gallon per square yard.
Wow.
Approximately 185 gallons per ton. The part that matters to us is the $122.98 plus $69.08. I've already figured out all the other parts of that. So the total per ton cost delivered and applied is $192.06. And if I would have been thinking, I would have opened my spreadsheet before.
Grabbing last year's.
That's okay. I'm going to my drive to pull it up too. So.
That includes the fuel charge and the tax, or do you know that?
No, that's just the product delivery and
application.
Yeah. Okay. Fairly significant increase. Last year, the product cost was $93.15 per ton, and it increased to $122.98. The freight and application is the same price at $69.08. Last year's total per ton was $162.23 per ton, and this year's is $192.06 per ton. So that is a 15.5% increase. Okay.
So what are we going to do with that?
I'm going to tell you right now. Last year, we purchased $1,000 1,773 tons and change, but we'll just roll with that. For a total cost of $294,374.38. If we, I'm just going to use the spreadsheet and go equals this, oops, this one. Times 1.155. For the same amount of product, it will cost us $340,000. Change.
Do we have any idea if they changed the application rate?
No. So, yeah, so the 15% increase was all in the product.
Yeah.
What I know about magnesium chloride is it's a commodity that they only produce so much of. And so the price is highly affected on demand. It's a, like steel and things, the price varies often. I don't know what else would drive the price up other than demand. That part I don't know anything about. Budget-wise,
pretty close.
I'm not real thrilled about this at all, personally. I'm pulling up on the sheet. The dust fund has a total of $371,500. So there's enough money to cover it. We budgeted for product. Getting there. Sorry, I should have had all this ready against my phone.
$395.5 was the
$373 was our max on the product in the budget. So there's enough budget, there's enough cash. A 15.5% increase. Basically, so we increased the dust fee this past year, expecting this kind of increase over 3 years, not 1 year. So any reserves that we would have been building for future increases will get eaten up by just this year's increase.
Maybe it will come down the following year.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't think I've seen the price decline since I've been managing this.
And this comes in after you set the fees, so.
Correct. And so I tried it, you know, like, so the fee was $100 a lot. We increased it to, let me draw a blank. 120, right? 125. So we increased 25%, and 15% of it's getting eaten up right off the bat. So, the money's there. We can do a couple things. We can approve this bid and continue forward. We could look for other contractors and beg and plead for other bids, which has been a struggle, and I would say we most likely wouldn't get. But I don't know that for a fact. If we do that and we delay this, we'll probably lose our dates that were tentatively scheduled for application. And so if we did it and then went back to this bid, we would end up providing the service way late in the summer. We could reduce the level of service we're providing and not apply as much product.
You mean per road or, yeah, where it
per subdivision, per road, per square yard, however you want to break it down, but yeah. Not providing the service at all, we collected the fee, so not providing the service at all, I don't believe is an option. So.
Can you reimburse people?
Yeah.
We've used these people before, right? So.
This is the same company that's been providing service to the, for this district for 4 years. This will be the fifth. They've been providing service to the mountain, to individual HOAs and homeowners for 20 years. Roughly, give or take. 20 years.
Well, I feel like, we gotta do it.
We have the cash.
Not down there, right?
Yeah,
Is there any room to go back and ask them to negotiate? They didn't change their application fee, so it's really a product question.
Correct. And I think their hands, they don't produce the product. They have a distributor for it. And so they didn't change their delivery and application rate at all.
Yeah, there's probably a markup on the product, I would imagine.
I'd imagine. Yeah. But how much they bury in that, I don't know. I would never know where they buy the product and be able to get it direct.
Yeah. So we, in the past, we haven't negotiated with them. We've just taken bids.
Yeah, we've taken bids. The husband and wife that own the company. We have talked to her about, hey, since we're buying so much product, do we get a discount and all those kinds of things? And her comment's always been, we provided you a bid, that's what we're willing to do it for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've tried that, it didn't work, I guess. Is what
So my thought is that we have to do it, but I wonder if there isn't another company out there somewhere that we just haven't found yet. You know what I mean? That might be in Southern California or whatever that could compete.
Yeah, I mean, we have enough cash. I think that delaying this wouldn't make sense. It would cause us more problems than.
No, I mean it's not. I mean, we got to do it now. But I mean, look in the future to see if we can't find somebody that could compete.
You got Florida and Virginia, right? So I mean, that may be a corporate office.
I think that was Vegas.
Local, but yeah, Vegas.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, but they didn't give a bid though. They just
inquired. Just asked for the basically the road how many.
The parameters.
Yeah.
So.
And we've been pleased with their service.
Yeah, they
do. The years, I thought they did nice the last year.
Yeah, they've always done a great job, and they know the mountain well. That's part of why we've used them. So we've explored other products, and I don't think it's worth going into that whole.
I think we
got to
do it.
Okay. You want to make a motion? You want me to?
Well.
You're running the meeting. Problem?
I'll entertain a motion.
There you go. You want to give it a shot? Or you want
sure.
Me? Go ahead.
I move that we accept the bid that we've been discussing from Road Solutions Vito.
Okay.
David. February 2nd for 122.98 per ton for dust guard only, 69.08 per ton for freight and application, and may include some fuel surcharges if we don't know what they are at this point.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Ken Lee, I will sign, or you can sign the bid, send it back to them, get them on the roll. I think that what this says is we need to look into things a little bit
right.
Further and tighter. And keep this in mind when we get to
HSR needs to be.
The fee world in May.
Risk mitigation, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
I move it.
Anything else?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Wait.
And meeting is adjourned at?
Thanks, guys.
Meeting's adjourned at 8:15.